Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Daivim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Daivim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudhirayet.
Tato Jayamudhirayet.
Nasta Praeshu Pabhadreshu.
Nasta Praeshu Pabhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki.
We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasa Dev, text number 18.
今天我们来学习佛家瓦上第一篇第五章，拿到的给瑜伽长有关圣贤佛家瓦上的教导。今天讲第十八节。Tashaiva
heto prayate takovido nalabhyate yad brahmatamo paryada talabhyate dukkavad anyatra sukam kalena sarvatra gabira ramhasa.
那些真正聪明及有哲学倾向的人，应该只为这有意义的目的而努力，因为就算从最高的星宿 Brahma Loka 夺至最低的星宿，堕火 Loka 也找不到。至于从感官享乐而来的快乐，在适当时间便自然的会得到，就像在适当的时候烦恼也会不请自来一样。要知各地方的每一个人都向以种种努力去吸取最大分量的感官快乐。 有些人辛勤地从事于商业、工业、经济发展、政治发展等等，有些人则从事于果报工作，以便下一世能够快乐地生活在较高的星球上。据说在月亮上的人，因为饮用月露而适合更大的感官享乐；而祖灵罗卡则可以通过慈善工作而达到。因此，这一生和下一生都有感官享乐的安排。有些人想用机械的方法去月球或其他的星球，他们没有做好事，便想进入这些星球，这永远不会实现。
至尊的法律按照各类生物的座位安排他们去不同的地方，只有通过经典里所述的善功，一个人得以诞生在一个良好的家族，享受富裕，接受良好的教育，具有美丽的容貌、身形等等。我们可以看到，就算在这一生中，一个人能够好好的工作，也能够得到好的教育或金钱。同样的，只有通过良好的工作，我们在下一次才能到想要达到的地位。不然的话，在同一地点、同一时间的两个人，便会有不同的际遇。 这是由于先前工作的结果，但这些物质地位都不是持久的，在最高的 Brahma Loka 和在最低的堕火 Loka 的位置，也按照我们自己的工作而改变。有哲学倾向的人不应该受这些可以改变的地位所诱惑，他应该努力去得到充满快乐和知识的永恒生命，因而不用被迫回到这个星球或那个星球。这些全都是悲惨的物质世界，苦恼和混沌苦恼的快乐是物质生命的两个特征，在 Brahma Loka 和其他的 Loka 上都可以得到。 在半生的生命，在狗和猫的生命中也可以得到。所有众生的苦恼和混沌苦恼的快乐，只是程度和品质上不同而已。但是没有人能免于生老病死的痛苦。同样的，每个人也有他命中注定的快乐。没有人能够仅仅由于个人努力而多得一点或少得一点，就算得到了也会重新失去。因此，一个人不应该浪费时间在这些脆弱的东西上，而应该努力于回到神手那里去。这才是每个人的使命。
Omagyanatimarandasya, Chaksurunmilitanyena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing Narada Muni instruct Vyasa Dev about the importance of devotional service. He is explaining in this verse today that happiness comes of its own accord without trying for it.
那么在这个世界里他说呢,感官享乐呢,在适当的时间自动就会到来。
Sometimes people find this difficult to understand. They can't appreciate that, you know, happiness will come just simply as a result of our previous karma.
人们呢,有时候很难懂得,就是快乐呢,其实由于我们以前的业报,它自动会到来的。
And we can prove this. There's proof. It's proven.
而我们可以证明这一点。
The proof, Prabhupada says, the example, just like suffering comes on its own without you trying for it. Nobody asks for suffering. Nobody's trying to suffer, but suffering comes anyway.
证明在于呢,就是,我们也没有人想要痛苦,但是痛苦呢,却不请自来。
We want to avoid all the suffering, all the misery of life. But they come anyway. So if suffering comes on its own, happiness also comes. Naturally. And Prabhupada says here, so everybody, everywhere, are all trying for happiness. One kind of another. You know, some people are trying to get happiness by elevating themselves to higher planets. And most people are just trying to get happiness in this life. But they're all looking for some kind of happiness. And then you've got a few, you've got some people, they just want to avoid the miseries of life.
那么还有一类人呢,他们只是想避免生命中的苦恼。
Just like Buddhism, they want to avoid all the suffering.
就像佛教徒,他们想这个避开人生的苦难。
So Prabhupada explains that here, that the simple law of material nature, that as you work, if you do good work, you get good results.
帕瓦在这里说,物质自然的法律就是这样的,你做好的工作,就有好的结果。
Of course, in Chinese, we have the Chinese saying, "Shan yu shan bao, er yu er bao." Yet, what you the zhong dou de dou, zhong gua de gua. This is the basic knowledge of the law of material nature. And this is there in every culture. In the Bible, Jesus, in the Bible, it's written, "As you sow, so shall you reap."
就像在圣经里,耶稣说,你种什么,得到什么,收获什么。
And in Hindi, in India, they will say, Jaisa karega, aisa barega. This Hindi language, they're saying, if you work like that, so you get the results like that.
那么这是一句印地语的话,就是说你怎么工作,得到什么结果。
So Prabhupada is, in this verse, Srila Vyasadeva is being told by Narada Muni that you don't have to waste your time trying for happiness in this material world.
所以呢,在这里呢,拿拿拿,问你跟Vyasa说,他说实际上没有必要去在这个世界里寻找快乐。
If you're just trying to get some happiness in the material world, that is a waste of time because it's temporary, it's going to finish with time.
如果你想在这个物质世界寻找快乐,是毫无意义的,因为这种快乐迟早会消失,因为它是短暂的。
Our happiness and distress, it's arranged according to our past karma. We're all carrying different seeds of karma from our previous lifetime. Just like now in China, the people in China, they're enjoying, many people in China, they're enjoying economic prosperity. Because they did a lot of tapasya, they did a lot of austerity in the past during the Cultural Revolution, and for so many years, you know, they were living very simply.
这是因为呢，在以前呢，人们做了很多苦行，在以前文革啊，或者经历过，以前的中国人都工作得很辛苦。
It's only in the last 20, 30 years, you know, things are starting, you know, that the people are enjoying the results of all that
austerity.
We see like the early settlers who went to America, the first people to go to America, they went from Europe, they were called the Pilgrim Fathers or something. And they were religious people, you know, and they took a boat and they sailed across the Atlantic, went to America, and they developed life in America. The first people, you know, the first people who went there were pious religious people. And because they're pious and religious, so they get economic development. But when you get economic development, if they do, they will just waste it on sense gratification. And when they're not satisfied with their sense gratification, then they'll think about liberation. So these are the four paths, that these are what are called the Dharma. The four goals of the Vedas, they teach religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. So Vyasadeva, he wrote the Vedas with this understanding, you know, that people will follow this path, they'll be religious in the beginning, they'll get economic development. With the economic development, they'll have sense gratification, and then they'll think about liberation.
So
But we see that generally people are only interested in two things: economic development and sense gratification. They don't want material religion. And they have absolutely no interest in liberation. So this is the problem in the material world. People are just simply absorbed in this bodily consciousness of life. They want sense gratification. But Vyasadeva, Narada Muni is saying to Vyasadeva here that sense gratification will come. It's there for everybody. These pigs and these dogs and these ducks, they're also having sense gratification. You know, they're also eating and sleeping and mating and defending. And so this, that kind of happiness, that's available even for the pigs which eat stool. We don't have to work hard for that kind of happiness. But we should try to get for some happiness, that happiness, we should try to endeavor for that happiness which is not obtained in the material world. Whatever happiness you get in this material world is controlled by time, it's finished with time. But if you get the happiness of the spiritual world, that is eternal, that can never be taken from you. So this is why Narada Muni is encouraging that even if you, and we heard yesterday that even if you take to this process and even if you fail, there's no loss, you'll never lose. Just like in Prabhupada's time, Prabhupada gave many young men sannyas, he made them into sannyasi. I was watching one video, I don't have it with me, but there's this one devotee, he's got films of all this. There was one time in 1976, Prabhupada gave sannyas to about eight young men.
当时呢,
seven or eight young men. You know, there, and there was one of Prabhupada's friends was there, and he was saying to Prabhupada, he said, these are very young men to take sannyas. But Prabhupada said, well, if we wait till the old men, what will they do?
Prabhupada
said, old men, they cannot do much. Right? When we get old, you know, what can you do? But when you're young, if you make an effort to, you know, to do something for Krishna, in that time you can. So, from the seven people who took sannyas, you know, there's only one of them who's still a sannyasi. And he's not in ISKCON, he's got his own group. But they did some service for Krishna. Okay, it was. They had some problem. They got into some difficulties, but you know they took a risk and they were, you know, they did something. They did something for Krishna. So in this Kali Yuga, you know, that sannyas is actually restricted. It's not supposed to be taken. Not supposed to be given. But it was a Prabhupada's spiritual master, they introduced this sannyas that people could do some propaganda work. They could help to spread the Krishna consciousness. And so in the same way people come to Krishna consciousness, they want to take initiation, there's some risk there. We don't know who will be able to keep the vows.
同样的，现在我们给人们启迪，这里面也有很多风险，因为我不知道他们到底这些人能不能坚持。
We don't know how many people can strictly follow. We make vows, we promise, but it's very hard.
我们也不知道这些人到底能不能遵守这些戒律。
Maya is very powerful.
Maya 是很强有力的。
But we give people the chance, let them try and do some service for Krishna.
但是我们仍然给予人们这个机会，让他们为Krishna做些。
Just so long as people are sincere, the important thing is that people should be sincere. They really just simply want to do something to help Krishna.
最重要的是呢，这个人要真诚啊，他要真诚的想为Krishna做些服务。
So Narada Muni is telling us there is the greatest happiness to be achieved in the spiritual world.
他说呢，在灵性世界呢，可以得到最大的快乐。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, "Mamu paicha punarjanma dukalaya mashasvatam napnovanti mahatmana samsedim paramamgata." Those great souls who are yogis in devotion, they do not return to this material world because they know this place to be a temporary place of misery. Yeah, there's some little bits of happiness in this material
world.
But it is very temporary, very short. But we can enjoy eternal happiness in the spiritual world. So people have to be directed, they have to be directed to achieve the highest happiness.
得到指导去追求呢永恒的快乐。
Doesn't mean everybody will go back to Godhead in this lifetime, but we can make an effort, we can try.
这并不是说每个人都会这一世就会领导回到灵性世界，但不管怎样，大家都会努力。
Yeah, and if we have made a start to our devotional service, we're going in the right direction, then Krishna will help us.
如果我们这一世做出努力，开始做奉献服务，那 Krishna 会帮助我们。
But Prabhupada said, we take one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take six steps towards us.
Krishna走近一步，Krishna会走向我们十步。The
more we approach Krishna, the more Krishna reciprocates and helps us to come to Him.
啊，我们越是服务 Krishna, Krishna 就越会给我们更多的回应。Krishna
says in Bhagavad Gita, "As you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly."
Krishna在佛家梵歌里说，你向我皈依，我就会啊相应的报答你。And
then He says in the 18th chapter, "If you surrender, give up everything and take shelter of me, then I will free you from all sin." Reactions. So sometimes we worry about our responsibility. What about my wife? What about my children? What about my home?
有时候我们有很多担心，担心自己的家庭啊、孩子啊、妻子等等。
What about my other responsibilities?
其他责任怎么办？
So we should not be neglectful, but at the same time, we have to always under. There are different duties and different positions of life.
一方面我们不应该忽视这些责任，但是另外一方面我们要知道我们永恒的责任。
Just like once we get over 50, then we're in the old age. You have to prepare. We have to prepare for leaving the world and for the next life.
就好像假如我一个人过了50岁，那就要为下一次做出准备了。
Yeah, when we get old, we no longer have responsibility to our family and children. They've already
done it. Right,
you know, you have to get out from the home and prepare for the next life. So this is the teaching of the Vedas. And we have to prepare for that next life by practicing, by doing devotional
service.
We can experience the real happiness in Krishna consciousness. People have no understanding what is actual happiness. No, their happiness is drinking beer or smoking cigarettes.
人们认为快乐就是抽烟喝酒
watching television all their life
看电视
you know, they'll waste their whole life in just mundane activities
浪费一生的时间做这些无谓的活动
so many people they go and they watch football matches thousands hundreds of thousands of people they're all in a football ground watching people kick a ball
就像成千上万的人看着一个人踢一个球
And people think this is, you know, this is the most important business in life. And they absorb their mind in these things. So human life is meant for something more than just these childish activities. Human life is meant for self-realization. So then, when we hear the Vedic knowledge and we understand the nature of this material world, we should be more determined to become Krishna conscious. When we're still attracted to material enjoyment, then we have to go again, take birth again. Even if you come in the higher planets, you have to live a long life there. Sense gratification, but then again you fall from there.
即便你的往生天堂，在那里享受很多很多享受，但仍然你会从天堂上掉下来。
And there's no comfortable situation anywhere in this material world.
在这物质世界没有一个地方是绝对的。
Everyone from the highest planet, from the planet of the place of Indra down to the lowest, the tiniest germ, the Indra Gopa, all are suffering and enjoying the results of their past deeds.
这个物质世界从最高的星，这个天地鹰陀罗到这个最低贱的一只虫子啊，叫英德拉狗帕啊，都在承受种种的苦恼。
But only devotional service can change all that and free us from the So Narada Muni is telling Vyasadeva, you have to encourage people in the path of devotion.
所以南南的母女这里教导尼亚萨，他说你要教导人们的同时奉献服务。
They have to give up this attachment for sense gratification.
我们要教导人们的放弃这些感官享乐的欲望。
So long as we have a desire to enjoy this world, we have to come back again.
只要我们还有感官享乐的欲望，就还得回到这个世界。
And if we have to come back again, then it's risky. Again, we have the risk. that we can fall victim to the material energy.
啊, 当我们来了,重新, 啊, 这个, 回到物质世界,那么又要冒风险,
material energy is so cunning, so subtle.
物质能量是如此的狡诈,如此的精微。
And this it comes a material energy when our love for Krishna, when we forget Krishna, that we become attracted to lust, we develop these lusty desires, and it covers our true nature as a spirit soul. So this lust Krishna describes as the greatest enemy of man. And it's the greatest enemy because the illusion is there that by sense enjoyment, when we are having sense gratification, we actually think we're enjoying, we think we're happy. So it's very difficult to give up that. So we have to always guard against this. We have to hear this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to cultivate our devotion for Krishna. We have to get control over our mind and senses. And fix ourselves in the ultimate goal to go, get out from this material world. Right, so this ultimate happiness, which is achieved only in Krishna consciousness. The happiness which one gets from impersonal liberation is just like a drop of water compared to the ocean of devotional
service.
So nothing can compare to this devotion, this pure love for Krishna. Okay, any comment, Christian? How to understand that material pleasure?
No, although we already know the theory that the material pleasure is temporary, but still we have some attachments and cannot give up self-gratification completely.
Well, we have to cultivate the knowledge, we have to hear this knowledge again and again. We have to get more and more, we get more and more realization. We can, there are different ways we get. One is, first of all, by hearing.
So here's the thing.
Just like you hear it's wrong to steal, and a person hears that you shouldn't steal, so they don't steal. They
don't.
Somebody else, they hear that they're not supposed to steal, but still they go and steal, so then they get caught and punished, and then they don't steal again. And then you've got the other people who are they're told not to steal, but they steal, they get caught, they're punished, and then still they steal again and again. So in the same way, we have to hear about the misery of the material world and how this attachment for the material life is a danger and a problem. And if we hear properly, then we'll understand, we'll follow the instructions. But, if we still keep the attachment, if that attachment is still there, then, the time will come, we may get entangled, you get caught, you get burdened, you get struck by material nature. And you learn the hard way.
那我们就得以一种更加艰难的方法去学习了。
So best is to just simply hear, and you can understand by the examples of others the difficulties which others undergo.
最好呢是从聆听学习，然后呢去看这些，看其他人从其他人身上学习。
Yeah, just by seeing the studying the material world and looking at the lives of other people, you can understand how much difficulties and hardship there are in material life.
哦，只是去了解这个物质世界的本性，看看别人怎样生活的，你就可以知道这个物质世界的本性。
But if we still keep that attachment, we're still thinking that maybe there is some happiness, that although they didn't get happiness, maybe I will be happy. So then, you know, you can go ahead, we can go ahead and try, and then we have to experience for ourselves.
那如果我们聆听的这些知识，但仍然内心有很多幻想，认为我们可以得到快乐，或者别人不快乐，我们能变得快乐，那我们就可能要经历很多的困难。Actually,
we've already had all kinds of attempts. We've already made so many attempts in our previous lives, in different bodies. We've already tried all kinds of different sense gratification. Many different lifetimes, we've had all kinds of positions and opulence and wealth. We've enjoyed and suffered all different conditions of life.
我们已经享受过或者也痛苦过。
Now you have the chance to become Krishna conscious.
现在你有机会变成 Krishna 自觉。
So we just have to absorb ourselves. If we cultivate this knowledge properly, then Krishna himself will, by the knowledge of devotion, we automatically develop detachment from the material.
所以呢，我们要专注去培养。
Simply by devotion for the Krishna, the more we have devotion and absorption in Krishna, then naturally we will be detached from the material. Just like when a person, you know, a person who is working in a bakery, you know, he's making cakes all day, you know.
工作啊，面包房里，他每天这个做饼干。So
if he goes home at night and his wife makes a cake and she gives cake to him, you know, he won't be very much interested.
比如说他晚上回家去，他妻子也给他做了个饼干吃，他可能根本不想没兴趣。
You know, he's making cakes all day, every day.
每天整天就在做饼干，回去他老婆又给他吃饼干。<laughs> So
in the same way, when we're satisfied, when we get happiness in Krishna consciousness, then you won't be thinking of trying to get happiness in material world. Just like when we eat a meal, you know, you've eaten the meal, you've filled your belly, and then they bring more food again, you know, you can't eat anymore, your belly's already full. So when we're already full in Krishna consciousness, then there's no thought for sense gratification. So we have to fill ourselves, and we have to keep ourselves absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Yeah, we have to be constantly pushing ourselves to study Prabhupada books more, to chant more, to do more service. We have to be thinking how to expand the Krishna consciousness. You know, Siddhartha Prabhu is writing, he's writing his books. You know, he's got plans, he wants to have a school. Like that, you know, we have to be thinking, you know, how to expand Krishna consciousness. There's so much we can do, so much we've not done. We have to just keep ourselves busy, and then Maya cannot touch
us.
But as soon as you give up devotional service, immediately Maya comes.
一停止奉献服务，玛雅立刻就乘虚而入。
As soon as the light goes out, the darkness comes.
所以这个光明一消失，黑暗立刻降临。
So we must always keep ourselves engaged in Krishna consciousness. Okay, any question? Are you all right,
okay,
yeah.
Well,
even in old age, we can take up, we can become Krishna conscious. The same principle, it's the same process, there's nothing different. You just have to be with the devotee, mm-hmm. be in the right association. Just like Prabhupada told us, the holy places like Vrindavan, it's a place for retirement. People in old age, they come to the holy places. So here, this is a very nice place to be retired and to absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness. Every day come and see the deity, worship the deity, and just eat Krishna prasadam. They have no business to the material world. That's Krishna consciousness. Devotees sometimes are coming here, give you association. So, you know, we have the books. You don't even have to read the books. We've got the books already recorded. You can listen to people reading the books. Danish Tatalu and you get Krishna Bhagma?
Yes.
Tajin Kaishara?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. So you can put, we have recordings of all the books. You should be hearing these books regularly. Just like on this village here, they're playing music. We should play Hare Krishna music. We should play spiritual sound vibration. You can put the recordings of the books, reading the books.
Yeah.
And everybody here, then you can constantly be hearing. So this is very important. You must have the good, always be having spiritual sound vibration here. Put nice Hare Krishna chant. I brought that the little electric chanting box I gave to Maharaji. Yamalila. Proper chanting box. Proper chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you can hear it all the time. Different tunes. So you can put it. But we should have it all over the place. Both buildings, you know, that you can hear all the time. Just like they put that noise over there in the village, we should have Hare Krishna. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.